We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the bottom line. Continuing the sugya of Ibur Hashanah, where you add on an extra Adar to the year, continuing the halachas of Ibur Hashanah. Tanu Rabbanan, Eim Arav Mes Hashanah B'Shnei Ra'avoin. If it's a hunger year, you do not add on an extra month, even if it's needed for other reasons. You cannot add an extra month on the year if it's a hunger year. And the reason is because Nisan is in on Pesach when you bring the Karban Omer, and the Karban Omer is matir the chadash of all the new tefuah of that year. And until you bring the Karban Omer, you cannot eat that tefuah because it's chadash. Now, as it is, there's not much food around, and we need to be able to eat that tefuah as soon as possible. So if you push off an extra adar, and therefore we push off Nisan another month, so then it comes out that there'll be waiting longer to be able to eat the chadash. And in a hunger year, we don't want to do that. Therefore, we don't make an Ibur Yar if it's a hunger year. And when I bring a raya from a pasuk, it says, Tanya learned in a brisa, Rebbe Yomer, Ve'ish Ba, the pasuk says by Elisha, that Elisha got a present from someone. It says in the pasuk, Ve'ish Ba mi Baal Shalisha, he came from the place called Baal Shalisha. Ve'yavai le'ish o'alekim, lechem bikurim, esrim lechem sa'irim, ve'charmel b'tzikloina, ve'yomer tein la'om v'yachelu. And the Brisa says, one of the quickest places in Eretz Yisrael where the pears ripen the quickest is in this place called Baal Shalisha. And still, the only thing available, it says lechem bikurim, he brought the first thing that was ripe. He made lechem out of it, and he brought it. And what was there was only one min, only sa'irim. Shema tama chitim, maybe it was chitim, which always gets ripe a little later. Tamalim is sa'irim. I mean, sa'irim is the quickest to get ripe. It's in the place which gets ripe the quickest in Eretz Yisrael. And still, it was after, and this only happened right at middle of Pesach, right after Pesach. Shema tama fnei o'imer. Maybe the sa'irim were ripe right before o'imer. Tamalim tein lo'om v'yachelu, that they could eat it already. So it means it's after the o'imer. Tein lo'om v'yachelu. So it turns out that this year was a year that was a candidate for having an Ibur Hashanah, an extra month. Why? Because when we reached the middle of Nisan, which is Pesach, at that point, still in Baal Shalisha, where everything ripened quicker over there, and the only thing ripe was Sa'irim, which is always the first thing that gets ripe. And all you had was that, so that means that the season is out of whack, and the Chodesh Aviv really is in another month. So really, you should have pushed off Pesach by another month. And still, they did not do that. Why not? So it must be, really should have added an extra month. Why didn't Elisha be ma'abed that year? It was a hungry year, and everyone was running to the storehouses to get whatever's left in the food. There was no food left, and therefore you couldn't add on an extra month because it was shnas betzuros. But it's mishurav. So that's the raya. The raya is here. You see, everything was so delayed, and still you did not ma'abed Hashanah. Why not? Teretz is because in the psukim there is mavoyer, that was a hungry year, and therefore they did not add on an extra month that year because that's the klal. The rule is in a hungry year you don't add on an extra month to prolong the year and to prolong the iser of chadash because we don't have enough food. Tanu Rabbanan, Eim ma'abed Mes Hashanah l'fnei Rosh Hashanah. When they sit down Bezdin to add an extra month, they don't do this before Rosh Hashanah. Why not? So Rashi explains, Ein ma'abrim, ein yoishim Bezdin koydim Rosh Hashanah la'ayin v'loimar tis'abr Hashanah zu b'shtei adarim. They don't sit before Rosh Hashanah and decide to make two adarim. Why? Because it's just shikha b'dava koyim shi'igia u'mezalz v'chametz. People are not going to realize or know that this is not something that's going to be remembered so well if you do it before Rosh Hashanah, and it's going to come out, there's going to be a problem when it comes to Pesach. People are going to forget, and then Mezalz of Chametz, because the next month is really Pesach, and the next month they can be eating Chametz. So therefore, you don't do an Ibur so early. You don't do it before Rosh Hashanah. But if you did it before Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't even work. It's Ma'akev. But you could do it if it's a Shasat Chak, and the Kubi one of Shasat Chak would mean is that you're worried about the the Romans or any other of Goyim that are stopping them from doing it, or the Bezdin Mufla won't be around next to Adar. So then you could do it, because you need a Bezdin and you need a Nasi and you need the permission. You can't have the Goyim stopping them. So there's a time, a Shasa Kosher, to get together right after Rosh Hashanah, even though it's very early in the year. But if it's right after Rosh Hashanah, you could do it right then. Meshas Adchak. Afnei Adchak Ma'av Ma'isa Achar Rosh Hashanah Miyad. Va'afa Pikein. Even though you're making, deciding about the Ibar Hashanah right now, beginning of the year, you don't make two cheshvins. The only month that you make a second month of is Adar. Now, how do we know that? Taisa speaks out. The reason is, we look at Taisa Eim Avrim Adar. Taisa says, V'chol shar chadosh Eim Avrim. The chesiv says in the Pasuk in Megillas Esther, L'chodesh Temasu U'chodesh Adar. That means Adar is always the 12th month. So the 13th month has to be Adar. If you had two cheshvins, so then Adar would be the 13th month. And it always has to be the 12th month. So the next month has to be Adar Sheni. And so the month, always the extra is the extra Adar. In any case, the halacha is here that you cannot be ma'aber the Shana before Rosh Hashanah. Right, the Gemara, ini, but it's not like that. Vashalchu lei l'rabba, they sent Rabba, zug ba mirekes, that they sent Rabba a letter that was a cryptic letter, and they wanted to tell him basically that they were ma'abed Hashanah, but they wanted to tell him in a code and not in a clear way, because they didn't want. In those days, the goyim were against the Jews manipulating the year, the calendar, and therefore you had to do this secretly. So they wrote like this: Zug ba mirekes. There was a Talmud Chacham, a peer of Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham came from Tveria, v'tafsu nesher, and they were caught by the army. Over yadam dvar manasseh v'luz, and they had in their hands dvar manasseh v'luz. And what is that? My knee. What is that? The Gemara speaking out. Tchelis manasseh v'luz, and v'schus harachemim, v'schus 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 akarish baruch hu, and the own schus yatzu v'shalom. They left in peace. And then they wrote. See, the first thing was just a smokescreen, what they wrote here. It has nothing to do with anything. And they wrote the next thing, Musa Yerechei Chat Nachshon, and the Nasi of Eretz Yisrael, which is from the Zera of Nachshon Ben Maranodov, who's from the first Nasiim. So Musa Yerechei Nachshon Bikshu L'Kfai Netziv Echad. He wanted to add on an extra month. And Netziv means a month, like we're being arrived from Pesukim soon. And the red ones, which means the Romans, did not allow it. Avabalia Sufois Nesfu v'kavuloi, but they got together. The Bali Asufais v'nesfu, they got together v'kavuloi netziv echa b'yerach, and they added on another month b'yerach shemeis be'aron, which is Av b'yerach shemeis be'aron akoyin. So what do you see? So now they sent this letter to Rabba, telling him about that they were Abed Hashanah. They did it in a remez in code. And they didn't write it clearly. They wrote that, you know, the Nasi from Nachshon's, it really means, the literal means, Rusi Yerechi Nachshon, means the officers from, who came out of Nachshon, which means the Nasi. He wanted to add another tziv, which is another month. And the Romans didn't let. But the Balei HaSufos, which means the assemblies got together and they added on. When they added on? They added on in Av. The question is, we said, you're not allowed to do an Ibar Hashanah before Rosh Hashanah. You have to wait till after Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, Av is before Rosh Hashanah. So more answers. Cheshuvei mechashvei glui lemegalu. They calculated for Rosh Hashanah when it should be done, but they didn't announce it. They didn't announce it until after Rosh Hashanah. And that's fine, because the whole reason why you're not allowed to do this is because people might forget. Because it's such a long time, people might forget. But if you only announce it after Rosh Hashanah, so then the people will remember about it, because it's not so long anymore. Economy, they decided to do it earlier, but they didn't tell anyone. Galui levegal is a grashi ad lach Rosh Hashanah shle yishkuchum ne'agayla. So people should not forget that you made an extra month. Zok to Gemara Vayta. Now the Gemara is going to handle the loshen my mashba the high netziv lishna diyarchu. How do you know that tziv is a loshen of a month? The chesiv it says in the pasuk. And this pasuk is talking about Shloima HaMelech. It says, and Shloima shneim osa nitzavim, and Shloima had 12 officers. What was their job? Nitzavim al shneim osa nitzavim al kol Yisrael. There were, he had 12 officers that were appointed on Klal Yisrael. V'chilkulu es HaMelech ve'es beisoy chodesh bashana, and they provided the oichol, the food for the king and his household, 1 month a year. So it means every month had a different treasurer or took care of the food for that month. And what do we call that person? A netziv. So you see, netziv is a remez for the month. Right, the Gemara, but v'achziv, it says in the pasuk, v'netziv echad Hashem ba'aretz, there was one officer appointed over the land for the whole year. So you see that netziv doesn't mean dafka 12, one per month. It means netziv can mean the whole year. So Gemara answers two terutzim. Rav Yehuda, Rav Nachman, chad ama echad muna kulam. One answer is that this is referring to the officer, the netziv, who's appointed in all the other 12. So havada, the twelve are called every month. It's called a netziv. He was one netziv who was in charge of those 12, and therefore it's not a stira to calling a netziv a month, because he just means that the one netziv was appointed everyone else. V'chadam k'nei chayish ibur, his taka was 1 month. He was for the chayish ibur for the extra month, and therefore there was needed 13 netzivim, and that's why it's called a netziv echad akulam. It means to the 13th month. But in any case, we're seeing netziv as a good remez for the month, and that's how they wrote in this letter. Zotimara Viter about Iber Hashano. Ton Rabbanon, Ema Abrames Hashano, Loi Mishano Lechavrata, Veloi Shal Hashanam Zuachazu. Which means, according to Rashi's Pshat, Loi Mishano Lechavrata means you can't make an Iber Yar in this year in Tavshin Peihe, you may add an extra month. You know why? Because if your calculations, Tavshin Peh Vav will be a problem with the Tkufa. So therefore, this month, this year, I'll add the month. He said, you don't do that. You can't add an extra month for this year, for the next year's Tzairich. Every year has its own Tzairich, and you cannot be Ma'abra this year for next year. Another halacha. And we'll say Rashi's both Pshatim. First Rashi's first Pshat. Loi shonam zuachazu means, and you can't make three shonam ubaris one after another. You can't have tavshin pei hei, and tavshin pei vav, and tavshin pei zayim are all extra months, all ibayars. You can't do that. Rav Shimon, he's an argument on Tanakama. Ma'isav Rav Akiva shoychavish beisasur. Rav Akiva was locked in jail. The ibar shonam zuachazu, and he did 3 years in a row. So you see, he could do 3 years in a row. Omru loy misham raya, they didn't do 3 years in a row. Bezden Yoshua Kovu Akaz Akazmada. They just sat Rav Akiva and they calculated 3 years that will be Ibrayah, not 3 years in a row. The Tavshin Pei Hei and Tavshin Pei Ches and Tavshin Tzadik. They made 3 different years will be Ibrayah, and they figured out Rav Akiva, not that'll be 3 years in a row. That's one pshat in Rashi, what Loshal Shoram Zuachazu is and what Rav Shimon brought right from Rav Akiva and what they answered. Another pshat is that no one had to have Mina, that you could do 3 years in a row. Like Rav Shimon argues, doesn't hold you could do 3 years in a row every year. Not what the Shiloh was here. The Tanakhama said, Leishol Shalom Zuachazu means that you can't even figure out, you can't, Tanakhama, it says, Mani Baha Ka'asa, Ashley, Ainu Be'Iber Shalom Zuachazu. You can't even sit and figure out in advance 3 years of Iber. You're not allowed to do that. And Rav Shimon said, what do you mean? They did it when Rav Akiva did it. He did figure out 3 years that should be Bezmana 3 years in a row. On that, the Gemara answers that Misham Raya, the reason is because Rav Akiva was a Chacham Gadol, and they just wanted to know his opinion, and of course they revisited and relitigated and re-handled that the Iber every year when it came. They didn't pre-do it 3 years years in advance. What it means is they sat Rav Akiva to get the Chashvainis how to do it, and of course they sat again on that year and redid it. So those are two pshatim in this part of the Braisa. We had the words of the Braisa, Loshal Shom Zuachazu. So the two pshatim are, first pshat in Rashi means that Tanakhama is saying it can't be three in a row, and Rav Shimon says, yeah, it could be three in a row. And then the Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean that they did three in a row, you just figured it out in advance. That's one pshat. The second pshat Rashi is, Loshal Shom Zuachazu means, of course, everyone agrees, don't sad three in a row. It means you can't even do the cheshbonis in advance. So Rav Shimon said, when Rav Akiva did the cheshbonis in advance, the Gemara answers, no, they redid it afterwards, just they went to Rav Akiva to find out how to do it. You don't do an Ibiyar on a Shemitah year. Why not? Because the whole year you're not working. We don't want to add an extra month of not working on the fields. The 8th year, the year after Shvius also, you shouldn't add another month because that year is not so much a food around because you had a whole year that was fallow. So therefore, that year is not so much food. And if you add an extra month, Chadosh will be also for extra month. So therefore, you should not do Iber Hashanah, even in the Matzah Shvius as well. Not only in Shvius, Matzah Shvius as well. Se'im is arigil la'aber. When's like a good time when they do Ibar? Erev, we do Ibar Hashanah, we do extra month. Erev Shvias, because that's the year before Shvias, you want even more food, so you get an extra month, and extra month to work on the fields. So then, that's when you do Ibar Hashanah. It's a good time for Ibar Hashanah. So basically, they used to do even Matzah Shvias. Shvias, Evan agreed, they didn't do. You don't want to add an extra month of not working. But Matzah Shvias, he held you could do Ibar Hashanah. I be not so much food. So the reason is because you could bring food from Chutz La'aretz. And the Machlekes are Gemil and Tanakama is Machlekes this Tanoi and Tanya. Aim of Vin Yerek from Chutz La'aretz. Tanakama holds you cannot bring Yerek from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, you can't bring food from Eretz Yisrael. You can't bring food from Chutz La'aretz. Remember, Chutz La'aretz doesn't have Shemitah. So therefore, Rabbi Gamil Taina that on the eighth year, you don't have enough food, we'll bring food in from Chutz La'aretz. In the seventh year, I agree, you can't add on a month because you're adding on a month and not working on the karka. But in the eighth year, you're working on the karka. I don't have food, bring in food from Chutz La'aretz. And the Kalama holds you cannot bring, you're not allowed to bring food from Chutz La'aretz. Like the Brisa says, you cannot bring in food from Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Seinu Atiru, Rabbi Seinu said it was mutter. My benai, what's the beer? My chloik of the Tanakama, Rabbi Seinu, if you're allowed to bring Yerek from Chutz La'aretz? The machlokes is, are you worried they might bring in a piece of earth from Eretz Amim? And we know in Eretz Amim, they made a gzeira that it's considered tumas mace because people bury mesim all over the place. So if you allow them to bring in your rakos, fruits and vegetables from Chutz La'aretz, they might bring in the earth as well and be metama to hires in Eretz Yisrael. We don't want to do that. So therefore, one man the Amos says, no, Choshesh, that you know, bring in earth, we don't allow Yerokas of Chutz La'aretz. Mashiach, and the Rabbi Seinu say, no, you're allowed to bring in Yerek, we're not worried, he might bring in earth, that's Tomei, he'll just bring in the fruits and vegetables, and therefore, he held it was Mutter to bring in, and that's the Shvi'at of Rav Gamil, and therefore, you could be Ma'aber, the Matzah Shvi'at.